So, when I was talking about the diffraction, I said the X-rays come along, they hit the crystal, and the intensity of the diffraction wave from a particular point depends on the electron density. And the electron density looks something like what I've drawn up here. It's approximately Gaussian around, so three-dimensional Gaussian around the nucleus. And if you integrate over the electron density of different atoms, then an atom with more electrons, when you integrate over the whole thing, will have a larger electron density. So when you integrate over the electron density of a specific atom, the answer you get is proportional to the number of electrons. And so if you've got sodium chloride or something like that, then you would see concentration of electrons around the sodium and concentration of electrons around the chlorine. Actually, sodium chloride, chlorine takes one of the electrons from sodium, so you would see the sodium with one less electron, the chlorine with one more electron than it would be naturally. And when you integrate over the entire unit cell, you should get the number of electrons in the unit cell. Okay, so this is basically what